The following program was previously recorded. It's time for another edition of Live and Local from the studios at 33rd and Bird. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Appreciate you tuning in today. It's wonderful to have your company. Camille Metoyer-Moten is a recording artist. She is a Hall of Famer, actually, and she's going to tell us about that in just a little bit. She's also doing a show at the Omaha Community Playhouse called Christmas in My Heart. And welcome, Camille. Thank you so much for joining me today. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. This is fun. Thanks.
You're so welcome. Let's start off with one of the big headline, which is this started out as a live show. Everybody was trying to work at socially distance, and the COVID numbers spiked. And so the decision was made that you will now be available for streaming. Your entire show, Christmas in My Heart, will be available for streaming, correct?
Exactly right. Yeah. We had planned 4 weekends. Starting this past weekend through December 20th, and the numbers just kept going crazy. And the fun thing was going to be the Playhouse, because they are so safe-oriented and just really had put a lot of things in place. They had a plexiglass barrier between the performer and the audience. And so I was kind of looking forward to singing through glass, you know, plexiglass.
Well, the other good news is it keeps the tomatoes at bay, so.
Exactly right. In fact, I'm thinking about building my own plexiglass barrier and just using it from now on. I mean, why not, right?
That's
and then
right.
I could put a filter on it that makes me look younger and slimmer.
Oh, my goodness. Look, I'm going to have to borrow that, actually.
I'm telling you, it's my ticket. That's my ticket.
So the decision was made to film your concert, and then this will be offered for people to stream in the comfort of their safe and sanitary homes.
Exactly.
Can you talk about the program and talk about that process of going from, you know, doing it in front of a live audience and the choreography and the blocking that you would have and how you would present that, you know, hitting the back wall of the theater to now they've got one, two, three cameras on you, and how did you adapt?
Well, so it really was different, and fortunately, they just moved the plexiglass barrier because nobody was there. But so we went through the process. We, you know, been rehearsing the songs because it's a concert, so there wasn't necessarily a lot of staging involved, other than, you know, some minimal positions for the songs. So we went from that process of the continuity of doing it from front to back to sort of doing individual songs, you know, and I, the beauty of it is I had invited some guest performers to sing with me. So I was going to have one every weekend. Well, when the live performances went away, I included them in the video. So I have some great people singing with me. I have Kathy Tyree, John Morrissey, Paul Trenisi, and Dave Wingert doing songs. So it kind of, you know, breaks it up a little bit. And I also have my musicians were David Murphy, who is the music director. Mark Hart played bass, and Joey Galizia of Mannheim Steamroller fame. And he does his own percussion song in Oh Christmas Tree. It's really cool. So it's a nice variety of things. It was different doing it to like basically no audience, because as a performer, you kind of, you know, it's the energy in the room that kind of gets you going. But I think, you know, being also an actress, that kind of helps to keep the energy up and to keep it, you know, the looking at the camera like that's my audience. So
sure.
it was different, but it's going to be sweet. We do some great Christmas songs and some fun stuff. It was a different experience. I mean, I've done stuff on camera before, but I don't think I've done anything like not like a concert. So I guess this would be like it would be for Beyonce or somebody if they were doing it.
I think there's also, you know, I've done stand-up before, and the feedback from the audience, there's a real a rush and a real love, isn't there, that's built when you've got that audience there.
Absolutely. And I'm silly. A lot of my shtick, you know, comes between songs, because that's kind of how I interact with the audience. You know, I did do some of that because I'm thinking, well, they're at home watching, you know. So I just had to envision that there were people out there laughing at what I was saying.
Absolutely.
I wish I put a laugh track in there from the 50s. I think that'd be awesome.
That's hilarious. You are a Hall of Famer. You're in the Omaha Black Musicians Hall of Fame. Tell me about that honor.
Well, so that happened a few years ago. I don't know how they select those honors, but I just was notified that I had been selected to receive that award. And then a couple of years ago, I also got the Nebraska Musicians Hall of Fame award as well. So in talking to those people, they, you know, it was basically, well, your name just kept coming up. People kept nominating you. And so I graciously accepted those awards. I mean, been doing this a long time. But, you know, your first thought every time anything like that happens, you think, but what about so-and-so? And what about so-and-so? So there's like this guilt that I would get, like, but they're better. They've been doing it longer. But anyway, so I'm happy to have those awards. And it makes me sound like I'm something.
Oh, that's you are something. I enjoy your work immensely. And everyone can enjoy your work as well. Check OmahaPlayhouse.com for updates on how you stream the Christmas in My Heart concert. She is Camille Metoyer-Moten. Happy holidays to you. Good luck with the program.
Thank you. Thanks to you. Thank you so much.